Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Fauna.
I do recognize your voice on it.
Okay.
But I appreciate that.
Okay.
I take it you're the only one.
I think so. I didn't hear any other beeps, but I was a little bit, about 3 minutes.
Yeah, but if when I come on, that I say, you know, hello or good afternoon or whatever, that people tend to answer. So, and you were the only one who did. So.
Okay.
But we'll begin because I have another appointment at 3.
They're going to come on. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. L'shem yichud kutshab richu ishin teitib kibu urchimu ukibu ukibu urchimu v'yachta l'shem yudhe bovavhe v'yichud ha-shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Elohim aleinu ma'aseh yadenu k'nenei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu k'nenei. Right now, we're going to be studying the Maftir from the Parashat Kisat that we will read tomorrow. It's a special reading about the Para Aduma, the red heifer. It begins in the book of Numbers, chapter 19, from verse 1 to 22. Total of 22 verses that connects to the 22 Hebrew letters. The whole idea of the Para Aduma is it removes the impurity of death. It doesn't remove death. It removes the impurity of death. The Mashiach will come, and death will be swallowed up forever. But until that time, we have the impurity of death. If a body is lying in a room because it died there, that room has become impure. And if you walk into that room, you're going to attach that impurity, that energy of impurity is going to attach to you. That's what this removes. That's why we read it twice a year. Once before the new year, and once before, just before the seventh month begins, before Rosh Hashanah. This parasha comes from Ki Tetzei, which is in the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy. And it always gets read in the month of Elul. Verse 1. Vaydaber Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Hey Yo El Moshe Wiel Acharon Lemor. It's not every section that starts out, including Hashem speaking to Moses, but also to Aaron. Zot hukat ha-Torah asher tziwa Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yohe dawanu hapara le'enav et ora ve'et bisara ve'et dama al pirsha yisro ve'lakach hakohen et serez ve'ezo ushni tu la'at ve'hishlich el toch serefat hapara ve'kibez ve'gadav hakohen ve'rachat ve'saro b'mayim ve'achar yavo el hamachane v'tame hakohen ad ha'arev v'ha'shoreth ota yekapes v'gada b'mayim v'rachatz b'saro b'mayim v'tame ad ha'arev we asafish tahor et efer hapara v'heiniach v'heiniach michutz lemachane v'makom tahor v'chayta la'adat b'nei Yisrael v'mishmeret l'meinida patat ii v'kibes yaosef et efer hapara et gadav v'tameh ad ha'arev v'chayta livnei Yisrael l'wigalager agar v'tocham l'hukat olam anokaya v'met l'kol nefesh adam v'tame shivat yamim u'yitchata Vo bayom hashlishi, u bayom hashvii, yitcharim lo yitchata, bayom hashlishi,
has joined.
U bayom hashvii, lo yitchar. Kol hanogea b'meit b'nefesh ha'adam asher yamut v'lo yichata et mishkan Adonai yohei wahei adanu yo yohei dawanu heyo imei v'nikrita Anefesh ahi mi Yisrael ki me nida lo zorak alav tamei yikie otumato vo zot ha-Torah Adam ki amut Ve'ohel kol haba el ha'ohel v'kol asher ba'ohel itmashivat yamin v'kol kli batuah asher en tamid patil alav Tamehu v'kol asher yiga al p'nei hasadeh v'halal erev o Shema Shivat Yamim. Willahu Latame. Me'afar Serefat Achatat. Winatan Alav Mayim Chaim El Kli. Velakachezo. Vitavab Mayim. Ishtahor Wehiza. Al Ha'ohel Vial Kol Hakelim. Vial Hanfasho. Asher Hayu Sham. Vial Hanogea. Betsem. Ove Halal. Ova Met. Ova Kever. Wehiza Hatahor Al Hatame. Vayom Hashlishi Uvayom Hashvi'i Bechit'u Bechit'u Bayom Hashvi'i Bekibes Begadal Berachat Bamayim Wetaher Barev Veish Asher Yitba Velo Yitchata Venikreta Hanefesh Ahi Mitoch Akahal Yit Mikdash
has joined.
Adonayo Hewahe Adanuyo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Time Menida Lo Zorak Alav Tamehu. Vehaita Lachem Lehukat Olam Umaze Mehanida Yikabez Begadal Bahandro Gea Bemehanida Itmaad Harev Bukol Asher Yigabo Hatame Yitma v'hanefesh anogat tim titma ad harev. That's the completion of the reading. We will now read the English translation. The Lord Hashem spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, why does he need to speak to Aaron this time? Because Aaron is going to be doing the practice, doing the ritual. But it's much deeper than that. This is the statute of the Torah, which Hashem commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel and have them take for you a perfectly red, unblemished cow upon which no yoke was laid. Why is the cow red? First off, red cows are unusual. But the color red is a left column color. Death is a left column energy. The impurity of death is a left column energy. Why does it need to be unblemished? All the sacrifices are supposed to be unblemished. But this is specifically because a blemish, a handicap in a human being, any kind of mark that on its appearance seems to be not perfect, that blemish is an indication that there's a hold by this angel of death. And the impurity of death, the impurity, the tuma, is so strong that there will be no ability to remove the tuma, remove the impurity, if the animal is blemished. Because the angel of death, the negative system, has already gotten there. And the manifestation of that is the blemish, which no yoke was laid. Why no yoke? No yoke. It didn't do any plowing. It was never subservient to man. Because if you're subservient to man, who is affected by death, how can you remove it? You're asking the impurity to be removed by something that is not, that's our, again, you're accepting the impurity of death because you're accepting man's control over you, that meaning the cow. Trying to get across the essence that I understand. The Hebrew word for cow is par. The female is a para. Pei resh is par. Gematria is 280. The gematria is the same gematria as the five final letters. The para, the 280, means there's a connection between this cow, any cow, and the Mashiach. And the Mashiach has the power, the potential energy to remove and swallow up death forever, through the assistance of Hashem. The third verse. Then you shall give it to Eleazar, the Kohen, and he shall take it outside the camp and slaughter it in his presence. There were 9 red heifers that were slaughtered, checked it, outside of the camp, etc. Eleazar only did one. Why doesn't it say a particular Kohen, an office of a Kohen? It says Eleazar. What is this telling you? If you look at the name Eleazar, Aleph Lamed Ayin Zion Resh. You have the name El, which is a name of God. You have the word Az, Ayin Zion, meaning a goat. But it also has the meaning of strength. And the Resh is the Rosh, the head. God's strong head. And that's why it says Eleazar. And not just a Kohen. Because that energy needs to be injected through the process of the shechting. Verse 4. Eleazar the Kohen shall take from its blood with his finger and sprinkle it toward the front of the tent of meeting seven times. I do not yet understand the idea of the sprinkling of blood on the altar, what its purpose is. But it needs to be understood. 5, verse 5. The cow shall then be burned in his presence, its hide, its flesh, its blood, with its dung he shall burn it. This is a phrase indicating everything that is connected to this particular animal needs to be burned. But Eleazar doesn't do the burning. Who does the burning? It's another Cohen. The Cohen shall take a piece of cedar wood, hyssop, and crimson wool, and cast them into the burning of the cow. It doesn't say Eleazar will do this. It says the other Cohen will do this. If you take cedar wood, hyssop, and crimson wool, one is right column, the cedar wood, one is left, the hyssop, and the crimson wool, the red wool, because wool is a sharing coming from the negativity, but its essence is sharing, right column. So you have crimson wool is identified as the central column. The Kohen shall wash his garments and bathe his flesh in water, and then he may enter the camp, and the Kohen shall be unclean until evening. The one who burns it shall wash his clothes in water and cleanse his body in water, and he shall be unclean until evening. A ritually clean person shall gather the cow's ashes and place them outside the camp in a clean place, and it shall be as a keepsake for the congregation of the children of Israel, for sprinkling water, for cleansing. The one who gathers the cow's ashes shall wash his clothes, and he shall be unclean until evening. It shall be an everlasting statute for the children of Israel and for the proselyte who resides in their midst. Anyone touching the corpse of a human soul shall become unclean for 7 days. This is the impurity, the tumah of death. It is so strong, it jumps from object to object and attaches itself to a living thing. On the third and seventh days, he shall cleanse himself with it so that he can become clean. But if he does not sprinkle himself with it on the third and seventh day, he shall not become clean. This is talking about Eleazar. It's talking about the priest who did the observing of the shechting. This is happening twice during the week. This is one of the reasons that we read the Torah Monday and Thursday, and of course on Shabbat. Whoever touches the corpse of a human soul which dies, and he does not cleanse himself, he has defiled the Mishkan of Hashem, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel. For the sprinkling water was not sprinkled on him, so he remains unclean, and his uncleanness remains upon him. This is the law. If a man dies in a tent, anyone entering the tent and anything in the tent shall be unclean for 7 days. Any open vessel which has no seal fastened around it becomes unclean. Anyone who touches one slain by the sword, or a corpse of a human bone or a grave in an open field, he shall be unclean for 7 days. There's a difference between dying in the open and dying in a building. And that difference relates to how the impurity of death is transferred. Anyone who touches one slain by the sword, or a corpse, or a human bone, or a grave in an open field, he shall be unclean for 7 days. That they shall take for that unclean person from the ashes of the burnt purification offering, and it shall be placed in a vessel filled with spring water. A ritually clean person shall take the hyssop and dip it into the water and sprinkle it on the tent, on all the vessels, and on the people who were in it, and on anyone who touched the bone of the slain person, the corpse or the grave. The ritually clean person shall sprinkle on the unclean person on the third day and on the seventh day. And he shall cleanse him on the seventh day, and he shall wash his clothes and bathe in water, and he shall become ritually clean in the evening. If a person becomes unclean and does not cleanse himself, that soul shall be cut off from the congregation, for he has defiled the sanctuary of Hashem. The sprinkling waters were not sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. This shall be for them as a perpetual statute, and the one who sprinkles the sprinkling waters shall wash his clothes, and one who touches the sprinkling waters shall be unclean until evening. This is very confusing for people. How can something that is being cleansed, by sprinkling the water, you're cleansing others? Why do you become unclean? This is what we cannot understand. This is what King Shlomo said. I learned this, and it was far from me. He did not understand it either, and he was the wisest man in history. Whatever the unclean one touches shall become unclean, and anyone touching him shall be unclean until evening. This is describing this whole idea of he's cleansing everybody, but he becomes unclean. That's the completion of our study. Does anybody have any questions? We will now read Shir HaShirim as we usually do, and I can tell you that it's in my time zone, it's 2:35, and I have an appointment at 3, so I will read as far as we can go. Shir HaShirim Asher LiShlomo. Shakeni min shikot pihu ki tovim dodecha mi ayin l'reach shemanecha tovim shemen turach shemecha al kena lamod ahevu. roots are heavy, Ani Amelech Adarav Nagila Benismeha Bach Nazkira Dodecha Miayin Mesharim Ahevucha Shehora Ani Wenavav Wenawa Benot Yerushalayim Ahalei Kedar Yikiriot Shelomo Ali Tiruni Sheani Shehar Horet Shesh Zafatni Ashamesh Bnei Imi Niharu Visamuni Notera Et Hachramim Armi Sheli Lo Natarti Agida Lisha Ahava Nafsi Eka Tire Eka Harbit Batsaharayim Shalama Aechie Bakeotia Al Edre Have Reha Im Lo Tedila Ayafa Banashim Seila Peikbe Atson Uri Et Gedita Yif Al Mishkenot Haroim Lesusati Rikeve Paro De Michtich Rayati Nau lechayayich batorin Tawarech bacharuzim Tore zahav na'asela Im nekudot hakasev Ad shehamelech bimtzibo Nir dinatan recho Tiror hamor Dodili ben shadayalin Eshkol hakofer Dodili Bekar mein gedi Inach yafa rayati, inach yafa eina yishyonim. Incha yafe dodi afnayin, afarseinu ranana. Thorot batenu, arazim rachiteinu. Perotim, chapter 2. Ani chavatzeled ha-sharon Shoshanat ha-amakim Shoshanat bein ha-chokim Kein rayati bein ha-banot say hi, yar. Kendo di ben habani, betsilo timati, we yashavti, ufir yo matok lechiki, evi ani el ber chayayin, bediglo alai ahava. Samkuni ba'ashishot, rapduni ba'tapuchim, kicholad ahava ani, shemolot achat l'roshi v'imino, techa berkeini, tihishbati echem benot, Yerushalayim b'tzavaut, oz be'alot, asadeh im tairu, ve'im tiro, oro, ed ha'hava achetech, at boldodi hinazeba, Medaleg al hecharim, mekapetz al hagbaut. Do medodi litzvi o leofer hayalim, ina ze omed achar katleinu, mashkiach min hachalonot. Meitzit in hacharakim anadodi weamar li kumilach rayati afati ukilach kine chastav avar hageshem halach halach lo anitzanim Niru va'aret et hazamir, igia ve'kol hator. Nishma be'arteinu, hatena hanta, fagecha v'hagfanim. Madar nat nu reach umi lach. Rayati afati ulkilach. Yonati bechag behasela. Beseter hamadrega. Harini et paraich. Ashmini et kolech chagi kolech arev umarech nawe. Echezu lanu shualim, shualim katanim. Mahabelim bekeramim, ukrameinu samadar, dodili wianilo, aroe bashoshanim, acheyafu achayom benasu atzlalim, So the melech adodi, litzvi o leofer. Ha'ayalim al harevater. Chapter 3. mishkavi balailo bikashti et sha'ahava nafshi bikashti velo metzati akuma naviaso via bair bashvakim uvarchot vot avaksha et sha'ahava nafshi bikashti velo metzatav Mitzauni hashmerim asovavim ba'ir et she'ahava nafshi re'item kimat she'avayim. She'avarti mehem ad shematzati et she'ahava nafshi achazti v'lo arpenu ad she'ave tiv el beit imi v'el cheder horati ish ba'ati etchem benot Yerushalayim bitzvaot o be'alot asadei tairu v'im te'oreru et ha'ahava ad she'techpat me'zot ola min ha'midbar Ketimro ashan sekuderet morvona mikol avkat rokel hine mitato shelishlomo shishim giborim savivla megibore Yisrael Kulam achuzei cherev milumde milchama Ish harbo al yireko mipachad balailot Apiryon nasa lo hamelech Shlomo meatze halvanon Amudav asach kesef rufidato Zahav mirkavo argaman Toko ratzuf ahava mibenot Yerushalayim Zayena urena Benot zion ha-melech Shalomo ba'atara she'itra lo imo v'yom hatunato v'yom simchat libo. Chapter 4. Inach yafa rayati, inach yafa enayi, yonim mi ba'ad letzamatech, tarech ka'eder, ha'izim shegalshu, mehar gilad shinayich, keder haktsuvot. She'alu min haratza, she'kulam mat imot v'shakula Ein bachem kehut hashani shichtotayich umidbarech nawekefaelach arimon harakatech mibaad letzavatech kemigdal David tawarech banu letalpiyot elef hamaken hatalu halav kol shilte hagiborim shnei shaddai ki shnei afarim tome tzviya haroim b'shoshanim Ad sheyafuach ayom benasu hatzlalim elef elech li el har hamor liel givat halvona kulach yafya rayati Iti milvano, kala iti milvano, tavoi hashuri, merosh amana, merosh shanir, adhermon mim, onot arayot. Me hare de me rim liva baltini achoti kala libaltini biachat me naif biachat anach mitzavronai. Maya Buddha Dai Ahoti Kalamatovu Dodaish Miayin Verea Shemanaish Mikobesamim Nofet Titofna Sivtotaish Kalalevash Vichalav Tachalushone, Wireach Shilmotai, Gireach Levanon, Ganaul Achoti Kala Galbau, Mayantra Chatum, Shilahai. Pardes rimonim imperim agadim kefarim im neradim nerd bekar kom kane bekinamon am kol atse levoda mor vaachalot im korashi Rashe v'samim me'ayim ganim be'er mayim chayim v'nozlim min levanon. Uri tzafon uvoi te'man hafichi gani yislu Besamal Yavododi Legano Vayokal Pari Megadav. Chapter 5. No, we'll have to stop here. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. I hope you'll continue and finish with the Shir HaShirim today by yourselves. Have a beautiful Sabbath. We will meet again for our Motzi Shabbat Zohar class. That's at 7 o'clock West Coast time, Motzi Shabbat. And then we will have three classes on Sunday. There'll be a morning class for the first Aliyah for Parashah Vayechel Pekudei. At 10:30, there will be a continuing our preparation for the holiday of Pesach. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our study of the Psalms. Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you all.